You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has chaired a meeting of the United Nations Security Council, warning that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is jeopardizing global food supplies. The conflict has closed Ukraine's Black Sea ports, halting food exports to many developing countries.
The Russian Federation claims falsely that the international community's sanctions are to blame for worsening the global food crisis. Sanctions aren't blocking Black Sea ports, trapping ships filled with food, and destroying Ukrainian roads and railways. Russia is. The food supply for millions of Ukrainians and millions more around the world has quite literally been held hostage by the Russian military.
As matters proceeded at the United Nations, the U.S. Senate overwhelmingly approved a $40 billion U.S. dollar infusion of military and economic aid for Ukraine and its allies, the largest aid package for Ukraine to date. Both major parties in the U.S. rallied behind the latest financial measures addressing Russia's invasion. And Democratic and Republican congressional leaders together joined U.S. President Joe Biden in celebrating the formal applications of once-neutral Sweden and Finland to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
And today I'm proud to assure them that they have the full, total, complete backing of the United States of America. Today, my administration is submitting to the United States Congress reports on NATO accession for both countries so the Senate can efficiently and quickly move on advising and consenting to the treaty. The bottom line is simple, quite straightforward. Finland and Sweden make NATO stronger. Not just because of their capacity, but their strong, strong democracies. And a strong, united NATO is the foundation of America's security.
Following a visit to Mr. Biden at the White House, Finnish President Sauli Niinisto and Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson met House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a delegation of Senate Democrats and Republicans. In short remarks before their meeting, Ms. Andersson said Russia's invasion of Ukraine was a watershed moment for Sweden, forcing the Nordic nation to reassess its 200 years of military non-alignment.
As members of NATO, we want to be a loyal and constructive part of NATO, and we want to be security providers with all the military capacities that we do have when it comes to technology, submarines, aircrafts, for instance. And we think that Sweden will be stronger within NATO, but we also want Sweden to contribute so that NATO can be stronger with Sweden as a member.
Finland's President Niinisto echoed those comments.
From the very beginning, we realized that security in Europe, in Northern Europe, in Finland, is changing because of the behavior of Russia. From the very first moment, United States has been very supportive, understanding us and actually by that way encouraging us further. And here we are now. We will tell our allies that we will be a very reliable ally which knows its responsibilities and has a lot of capabilities to strengthen NATO.
Mr. Niinisto vowed to commit to Turkey's security when and if his country becomes a NATO member and said Finland is open to discussing Turkish government concerns over its membership bid. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, opposes the bids of both countries, citing their alleged support for Kurdish rebels, which Turkey considers to be terrorist organizations. Mr. Niinisto said his country was already in discussions to address Turkey's concerns, and those conversations will continue in the coming days.
We take terrorism seriously. We condemn terrorism in all its forms, and we are actively engaged in combating it, strengthen wider transatlantic security. We are open to discussing all the concerns Turkey may have concerning our membership in an open and constructive manner.
Meanwhile, a Russian soldier facing the first war crimes trial since the start of the war in Ukraine has testified that he shot a civilian on orders from two officers and pleaded for his victim's widow to forgive him. Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin told the court the officer insisted that the Ukrainian man, who was speaking on his cell phone, could pinpoint their location to the Ukrainian forces. The man's widow, Katerina Shalipova, first said the young Russian soldier deserved a life sentence, but then presented the court with a patriotic option.
I think he deserves a life sentence for killing, but I wouldn't mind if he's exchanged for our Mariupol's defenders, heroes from Azovstal.
The Russian military claims 1,730 Ukrainian troops at the steelworks have surrendered since Monday, but the number hasn't been verified. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.